Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Let's start by giving yourself permission to really absorb the teachings, the medicine of this practice as we travel the subtle energy bodies, also known as the koshas, surrendering into trust, releasing control of outcomes, and leaning in to that trust. Trusting, as always, that this experience will be exactly as it's meant to be. If the mind chatters, maybe distracts at times, you don't need to fight that. Simply note thinking and come back to my words, my voice, to watching your breath, to your present moment experience as best you can as you are ready. And this pull of thought, noticing that, come back. There's that loop, right? And it could be a continuous cycle. That's okay. Maybe you fall asleep today, you wake yourself up mid-snore. All is welcomed. All is perfectly fine. The healing, the nourishment that you require, that you deserve, will be received. No matter what. I feel good. I feel good about that tone that we've just set. So starting to or continuing to settle down and in to your Nidra nest. Traditionally laying on your back or in any shape that allows for your ultimate comfort. As the body drops into those deeper brain states, it is common for our temperature to dip, to drop, for our body to feel extremely heavy. So taking supports under the head, the neck, the tail, under knees, backs of thighs, covering with a blanket or two, all helping to keep you grounded, rooted, and warm in this comfortable, supported state as you transition into deep, healing stillness. So lay your body down, feel that symmetry, scooped pelvis, tucked chin, shoulders down, heart open, belly soft, glutes soft. Lay your body down. A little bit of tense and release, should you choose to join in. Become aware of the muscles in your legs. Now I want you to squeeze the muscles in the legs really, really tight. Take a big breath in. Now sigh it out and release the legs. Soften. Notice. Now sensing the arm muscles. Now begin to squeeze the arms really, really, really tight. Take a big breath in, tighter, tighter, tighter. Exhale, release. Let go in the arms. Now on the next inhale, tighten all the muscles in the face. Squeeze the eyes, the mouth, the jaw, everything towards the nose. Tight, tight face, big inhale. Exhale, let it go. Now when you're ready, start to tighten the whole body. Tightening the toes, up through legs, arms, buttocks, belly, shoulders, throat, face, the whole body. Big inhale, squeeze everything super tight. Hold the breath, squeeze everything tight. With a full audible sigh out, release all hold. Feel this. Jaw softens, tongue can release, the eyebrows melt. Release all attachment and allow yourself to be fully in this moment, preparing, priming to surrender into trust as we begin this sacred practice of yoga nidra. And simply tune in to sounds, to vibrations that are far away, outside of this room. Maybe distant traffic, chattering birds. What do you hear? And tune in to the sounds within the room. Is there movement, creaks, air flowing? And moving within the body. Hear your breath move, glide, and slide within. Sense the beating of your sacred heart, your life force, this thrumming, this pulse of your very core. The rise and fall of your chest. Note the rise, the fall, as breath draws into the body and then releases. Sensing the body as it experiences natural breath. The body being breathed. And the breath traveling now from the toes along the top side of the body, and then releasing down the backside of the body, an orbit of breath. This vibrant prana, breathe it in and up through the toes, along the top side body to the very top of the head. And any old residual energy traveling down the back body from head out through the feet. Pure prana. In from toes to head. Traveling back body and out through the heels, the feet. Breathing in what it is you'd like to bring into your body, to your life. With every breath out, releasing what you're ready to let go of. Breathing in the new. Breathing out the old. And allow breath to travel now to the center of the rib cage, into the center of your sacred heart, and begin to connect back in to your truth, this truth of you that has always been. It is here to remind you of your wholeness, your enoughness. You alone are enough. You are safe, you are secure, the universe has your back. You are valued, you are loved, you are whole. It's just somewhere along the way through trauma, heartbreak, grief, pain, somewhere we become conditioned to believing that all that isn't true. And this shows up, right, in all areas of our life, holding us back from our truth, our true potential, true joy. So, hear your heart vow, reminding you as you reclaim your I am statement known as Sankalpa. The truth of who you've always been. Return to that knowing now, stating your Sankalpa 3 times within this container of silence and with feeling. Your Sankalpa 3 times. Stay with me now as we go on a journey, as we travel into the first layer of the physical body known as Anamaya Kosha. Awareness of your body expanding and contracting with your breath. Aware of your energy that now gathers into the right side of your body. Sensing your energy as it pools into the right hand palm. Feel and sense now your right hand palm. Drawing this awareness in to the right thumb. Right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and right pinky finger. The space between the fingers, the back of the hand, energy, awareness circling the right wrist, traveling up the forearm, past the elbow, into right upper arm, shoulder, right armpit, chest, nipple, right ribs, waist, right hip, through the thigh, through the kneecap, down the lower leg, energy awareness circling the ankle, and crossing through top of the foot, into the heel, and the sole of the right foot. Energy is drawn into the right big toe, second toe, third, four, and right pinky toe, and the space between right toes. Now the entire right side, from toes all the way to crown, the whole right side. And drawing this energy across the body, landing into the palm of the left hand, feeling this energy as it pools there. Energy draws into the left hand thumb, left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left pinky finger, space between left fingers, the back of the hand, circling left wrist, traveling up the forearm, through elbow, to upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, chest, left nipple, and ribs, left waist, hip, through left thigh, through left kneecap, down the lower leg, circling the ankle, energy across the top of the foot, into heel and the sole of the left foot, energy drawn into the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left pinky toe. Spaces between left toes. Now the entire left side, from crown to toes, the whole left side. And your energy now travels to the back of both heels, right and left, moving up the back body through the calves, the tender, soft under knee, back of thighs, through both glutes, into the low back and tailbone, to the spinal column, traveling vertebra by vertebra, inch by inch, as the energy begins to flood all the way into the midspine, to the top of the spine. Now spreading across the shoulder blades, into the back of the neck, and skull, to the crown of the head. Now the energy begins to wash down through forehead, across both eyebrows, to temples, and both ears. Energy floods into the eyes and eye sockets, flowing down the bridge of the nose to the very tip of the nose, the upper lip, all of your teeth, all of the gums, roof of the mouth, the tongue, the inside cheek, to the lower lip and the space between the lips, the chin, energy spreading across the jaw, down the front of the throat, through collarbones and chest, to the belly, pooling now into the pelvic bowl. And feel the entire front body filled with this vibrant energy. And now the back body, pure energy, pure awareness, both arms, now both legs. Now could you feel a distance of 3 feet below you? Base of the torso, the head, and now 3 feet above you, the entire body, aware of energy flooding the entire body, the whole body. And traveling the second layer of breath, arriving into pranamaya kosha, coming back to the breath, consciously choose breath in this moment. Connect with the flow filling into the belly, expanding the chest and contracting or releasing. Inhaling, exhaling. Feeling the movement caused by the natural breath. Chest expanding, contracting with breath. Now begin to connect the inhale with the Sanskrit word so, and the exhale with the Sanskrit word hum. Inhaling so, exhaling hum. So, hum. I am. Breathing in so, breathing out hum. Continuing this in your own way, your own pace, no rush. A mental mantra as you enjoy the flow of breath, of prana. So, hum, I am. So, hum. And releasing now just the nourishing natural breath, the body continuing to be breathed, and aware of the space of the breath, how the body moves with breath. And an awareness of the space around the body and how the space surrounding you is being moved by breath. Aware of the space surrounding your body. Arriving now at the third layer of the emotional body, Manomaya Kosha. Returning to the center of the sacred chest, into the safe cave of the heart, simply observing our reactions to emotion. Observing and then releasing. Curious how we respond. as the body now grows heavy. Feel your body become so heavy now, weighted down, sinking down, arms, legs, head, like concrete, feeling so very heavy. And a sense of lightness now washes through the body. The body grows lighter, weight dissolving, becoming lighter and lighter, beginning to float. Body is weightless, so very light. Now the body becomes soaked, soaking wet by heavy rain, clothes soaked right down through to saturated skin, feeling soaking wet. Feel the wetness penetrating the skin, your hair dripping wet. Soaked now. And now drying off as the scorching desert sun dries up all of your clothes, your hair, your skin. Drying your skin so much it begins to crack in dryness. Feeling hot and dry. Now sense the body as it begins to fall. Body is falling faster, faster, free falling down. Falling. How do you feel and react to falling? Fast, free fall. And beginning to slowing down, slower. Now slowed to still, suspended in mid-air. Your body now floating. Body floats. How do you experience floating? Staying with my voice, releasing into a neutral space as we arrive at the fourth layer, the wisdom body, Vijnanamaya Kosha, allowing inner gaze to travel the dark expansiveness of the third eye, the dark canvas behind closed eyelids, Chidikash, trusting as the seated witness, allowing images and sensations to arise and release, moving from one to the next. Simply observing. Freshly buttered popcorn. Buzzing light bulb flickering. Nautical rope spotted frog. Smell of freshly cut grass. A clap of thunder. Shadows in the forest. Rain pelting on your skin. Your favorite gemstone. Bare feet. Warm towel. Hotel ice box. Fragrant garden. Grandmother's ring. Purple elephant. Bolt of lightning. Wet sand. Treasure chest. Palm trees swaying in the wind. Freshly baked bread. Flickering candle. Power of a tornado. Steaming hot water. Smoke rising. Orange peel. Footsteps. Coyote howling in the distance. White water rapids. Best friend. Raging fire. Blue mason jar. Butterfly emerging. Smell of pavement after rain. A wooden magical door. A wooden magical door. See yourself, feel yourself. Reach out and open this wooden magical door, stepping through now. A beautiful, soothing, bright light floods your vision. Warmth, softness, this brilliant light illuminating all of you, flooding you now. As you stand here, a figure starts to appear before you. As your eyes adjust, an outline is all you can make out in this bright, bright light. This figure feels welcoming and peaceful. As it moves closer, eyes adjusting, you begin to see more details. And it becomes very clear that this figure, this outline, this is you. A deep knowing now that this is your sacred self. What do you look like? How do you appear as your highest self? Notice your physical shape, how tall you are, what you're wearing or not. What do you feel like? This loving and wise guide who has been with you all along your journey, now standing before you. What do your eyes look like as they look right back at you in absolute wonder and adoration? With kindness and compassion. And your sacred self extends their arms out towards you, welcoming you to do the same. And you reach your hands out, connecting palms together. A powerful connection a reunion. This moment has been waiting a long time. You have always been guided and loved. And it's now time you are ready to know a deeper version of who you truly are. Trusting in this wisdom, in this connection, this reunion. What does your highest self wish you to know? What does your highest self want to communicate to you now? Feeling free to ask any questions. Perhaps there's something you'd like an answer to. Clarity, direction, advice. And you may receive your messages, your wisdom through words, a picture, or maybe just an instant knowing. Stay here, be here, connecting with yourself, reacquainting, and letting go of all that you know, trusting now, surrendering, trust in your knowing as you hear, as you receive the wisdom from within. Sankalpa. Sankalpa rises now. Vibrationally activated now, and hand in hand, both you and your authentic self as one, state your Sankalpa 3 more times. And so it is, as it has always been so. Entering the bliss body of Anandamaya Kosha. Soak here in the stillness. Absorb the silence. For silence is not empty, it is full of answers. Receive the wisdom from your sacred self, basking here, soaking in the answers, the light, the healing. Be well, my friend. Namaste.